Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the Project's Homeless Connect event, I have Madam Mayor Mim McConnell, and I also have Ellen Daly, who is a service provider coordinator for Homeless Connect. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And this event, Mim, that's coming up, Project Homeless, I mean, we've heard this term before. There was just a small gathering earlier. Can you just give us a little synopsis of what it is?
But this is our the second one that we did. We did our first annual event last January, and it's an event that has been happening since 2004. It started in San Francisco, and it's held in the United States, Canada, and Australia. And it's designed to provide services for those that are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. And it's also a combination of providing services, and it's the 29th of January, which is when this is being held, is the point in time count for HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Federal Agency. And the count day is directly related to how much money our community could get for providing grants for building low-income housing, for example, or somebody getting a special loan for getting into a home. So,
I'm interested to use the term, I mean, homeless, we can sort of get our heads around, but what technically is a person who is at risk of being homeless? I don't want to say what are the symptoms, but what are the telltale signs?
Well, just having a hard time making it month to month, somebody that's that's a good question. I mean, I think it's for each family. It could be something different, but it's you're living paycheck to paycheck, and any medical emergency could suddenly make you homeless because you've suddenly used up all your savings. You know, maybe you don't have any insurance. It could be that you can't make your rent payment, and or you've your utilities, and you've gotten all the help you can get, and you don't know where else to turn, and in less than a month you're going to be homeless. That's definitely at risk of becoming homeless.
Absolutely. Ellen, how did you get involved with this project?
Well, I came back to Sitka in May, and I started working at Public Health, but I had been in Juneau and had helped with the health end of Project Homeless Connect over there for 2 years. And it's a really wonderful thing, I think. One of the areas that I think about and that I noticed a lot in Juneau is the kids that are couch surfing that don't have homes. There's a program to help them through the schools, but there are kids that are no longer in school. So I've in Juneau and in Sitka, I've just seen a lot, being a nurse in the community, seeing a lot of people affected by homelessness or the risk of being homeless.
And we have a big share of couch surfers here in Sitka, too.
Yeah,
and that's what's really interesting about this, the subtleties of it's not just a roof over your head.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not having some sort of stability. So this event that's happening January 29th, Harrikin Centennial Hall?
Correct.
Can you walk us through what that event will be like?
Well, one thing I'll say right off the bat, it's going to be a little different from last January because we won't have the store. Mm-hmm. Last year, the exhibit rooms were used as a store, and it was just too much to do that again. So instead, we're going to have vouchers. So once you have passed through the system, through your whoever service provider you want to see that day, when you check out, you'll get a voucher to use at the little store, Salvation Army Little Store, or mm-hmm. the White Elephant Shop. But we're going to be. I'll let Ellen tell what service providers so far that we have lined up. And just before she starts, I'll just say that we'll be talking today at our meeting at noon to decide whether or not we want to try and have childcare available. And let me just say that if you think you'd like to help provide childcare on the 29th, please contact me. And we can give that information at the end here. But Ellen, you want to go over who you have lined up so far?
Sure. I've been talking to agencies in town, social service agencies, and have been really impressed with The response people have been very generous and seem to have just been waiting for my call. The Department of Labor, Voc Rehab will be there. STA will be there with their employment folks and general assistant, and social services from Search, Sitka Community Hospital and STA will be there. Safe will be there. SAIL will be there.
Quite the list.
It's a long list. There'll be... I just lost my...
Well, tell me about the audience that you are trying to attract to this.
It's definitely those that are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless.
Is it hard to get the word out to someone who's homeless?
It can be. And so if you know of somebody that is, please pass the word. All of these different agencies know that this is happening.
Okay.
And so... You know, the word does get around to those that are in need of it.
And is there going to be an issue of someone not feeling comfortable going to Harrigan Centennial Hall, sort of being public saying, I need mm-hmm. assistance?
We hope not. And it's such a common problem now. I mean, it's just...
Is that a stigma?
It shouldn't be. Yeah. it's happening nationwide and worldwide. I mean, it's just, we all know how hard the recession has hit people, and it's hitting Sitka really hard right now. So people that you ordinarily wouldn't expect to be having problems are having problems. So, please feel comfortable in joining us. I could be a paycheck away from this, it happens to all of us. Yeah, please feel comfortable. And our volunteers are going to be getting training. We have a confidentiality agreement they have to sign. And it's stuff doesn't leave that building. So it's really important to us.
And I think it's hard for some people to access those services. And having that one-stop shopping, everybody there, even if they don't take advantage of those services that day, they maybe know better what's out there and where they can go for help.
And you mentioned training volunteers. What type of volunteers do you need for this event or just for Project Homeless in general?
We have a volunteer application form on the website, eastergroup.org. And on that form, when you get a copy of that, you'll see that there's volunteer roles that you can choose from. And we'll need help with setup and takedown. And let me just say right now, the event is from 10 to 3, but the doors are open 9 to 4. So we'll need help in the beginning and at the end. And then we'll need greeters standing there in the lobby. And then we'll need people sitting down with at the intake tables to get people through the registration process. Then we'll need volunteers to escort. There's a one-on-one relationship mm-hmm. with the escort and the client. And so there'll be, we'll need a lot of volunteers for that. And we're going to be serving a meal. The Salvation Army will, again, be serving lunch there. So may need some help with that, with serving. And we'll have floaters or runners, people that will, gophers. And then we'll be doing exit interviews with people. So we'll have a number of tables with exit interviewer people sitting there interviewing folks as they leave and handing out the vouchers. And as I said, taking down from the event.
It's going to take a lot of people
mm-hmm.
to make it successful.
Yes.
So is this event sort of anticipated to be once a year? I mean, when do you do sort of your check for understanding?
It's definitely once a year. And we did try doing a small one this fall, and it wasn't a huge turnout for that, so I don't know that we'll do that again.
Okay. So hopefully word of mouth, if you know any folks who are homeless or at risk, then they want to attend. And this happens on a Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, so Tuesday, January 29th at Harrigan Centennial Hall, the Project Homeless Connect event. If you'd like to attend or volunteer, what's the best way to contact you guys?
If you'd like to volunteer, please contact Jamie Anderson. She's our volunteer coordinator, and her phone number is 738-0784.
Terrific. I'd like to thank my guests, Madam Mayor Min McConnell and Ellen Daly, telling us more about Project Homeless Connect event. Thank you.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.